A lot of conversations about energy these days, as you know, with the debates concluding at the Fox Theater in Detroit, a lot of conversations about emissions and global warming and energy and where we go from here. Line 5, noticeably absent from the discussion, even though we thought it would be there. Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington State, had brought it up here a couple of weeks ago, saying that he agreed that it should be shut down. And I think that he has no idea what he's talking about. He doesn't live here. Peter Langley is the executive director of the Associated Petroleum Industries of Michigan. Peter, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I love having you. A lot of conversations about shutting down Line 5. Dana Nessel says she'll do it with or without the blessing of the governor. I guess AG really refers to acting governor. She thinks she has a power, but she has gotten a lot of blowback, as has the governor, from Democrats across the state, certainly those in the UP. But, you know, we know that the people in the UP rely heavily on Line 5 for propane. But what is it, 11 times as many people use propane in the southern part of the state that also comes through Line 5? This would be a huge disaster to close it down. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. It'd be a huge economic blow. I mean, this is a pocketbook issue for folks all over the state that rely on propane. Taking a line like that out of commission without any plans to replace it would be a huge blow and certainly impact the good citizens of the Upper Peninsula and Lower Michigan as well. You can't do that without any type of foresight. It's a good political talking point, but the reality just doesn't match with what they're saying.
Right. So one of the folks, and she's been on the program here, one of the Democrats we're referring to here, came here and said, listen, if every company that I had concerns with as far as environmental issues came and said, listen, we'll foot the bill, we'll fix it, we'll pay for it, we'll give it all to you and we're done. She said, if every company did what Enbridge has done already, her life would be easy. So I don't understand. I am confused. Why would these politicians push back against a gift, a $500 million gift in the form of a tunnel that would make energy distribution safe for decades, for generations? What is the holdup?
That's a great question, and you hit it right on the head. I mean, a $500 million gift to the citizens of the state of Michigan to still provide the necessary energy, natural gas, propane, crude oil that the state relies on, and they're looking to just hand over this tunnel and give it to the state of Michigan, make it a safer passage, make it a safer pipeline than it already exists. But as you know, I mean, all too common, it's the politics of the issue. My guess is that the Attorney General has done the calculation, and she thinks the politics of being anti-fossil fuel are better for her and for her constituency than the citizens of the state of Michigan. She can get reelected more on that than she can on providing real solutions to the real people of Michigan.
Yeah, so when you look at all of these different things, Peter, energy is under assault from all sorts of directions. Now, as I've discussed in this program, I'm not opposed to windmills. I'm not opposed to solar panels. I think they're fine. I just don't think that they're going to be the long-term solution. Energy density is something people don't talk about, or most people don't even understand, but the energy density of petroleum products is greater than anything else. The distribution systems have become reasonably safe. We've become consistent in how we use it. And America's emissions have gone down for years and years and years now. We are cleaner and greener than we have ever been. True or false?
You're absolutely right. And that's, you know, our companies, you know, we represent a lot of the oil producers and transporters in the country and here in particular in Michigan. And our companies are investing in renewables. I mean, if you're a business that cares about your bottom line, you want to look for lower costs, more reliable costs for energy. And certainly windmills and solar have a place in that. But when the wind's not blowing and the sun's not shining, you got to have something that can bridge that gap and still provide reliable energy. And that historically that has been natural gas. And that's what's kind of filling the gap right now that our companies are relying on and a lot of manufacturers and producers here in Michigan are relying on. Natural gas is providing a very affordable alternative to those options as well. So we support an all of the above approach and certainly don't want to harbor any ill will towards innovation in those forms as well.
No, innovation is important. Peter Langley here, the executive director of the Associated Petroleum Industries of Michigan. But until you get to economies of scale where wind and solar can compete without taking up vast amounts of real estate, people forget how much real estate is involved to set out windmills and solar farms and all of this. Let me ask you this. Recent headlines out of California, shocking, I know, out of Berkeley, California, banning natural gas going forward, outlawing it basically for any new builds. If you're building a new restaurant and you like to cook on natural gas in Berkeley, California, too bad. If you want to heat your home in the most efficient way for the best price, too bad. You can heat your home with electricity. And electricity, they don't realize it doesn't come from trees, apparently.
Right.
But banning natural gas. I mean, you must look at some of these headlines and just shake your head.
I do. And actually, here in Michigan, we're very fortunate. We've got some of the largest natural gas storage in the country. Our energy prices are very reasonable compared to what you've got out east and out west, where they can't get natural gas pipelines built. So they don't have access to that resource. And Michigan benefits greatly from having access to natural gas. And you're absolutely right. Where does the electricity come from? I mean, whether you're driving an electric car or operating your oven and stove off of electric, it's got to come from somewhere. And again, natural gas is providing that that option for folks because the sun isn't always out and battery technology isn't where it needs to be able to rely on those sources entirely.
Exactly. So where do you think we go from here? I mean, I don't think it's realistic, and I don't think voters buy into the whole idea of the Green New Deal, because the Green New Deal is not about the environment for the most part. It's about social justice and this justice and that justice. It's all sorts of gobbledygook about things that have nothing at all to do with the environment. Do you think people, voters, are smart enough to see through that?
I think they are, and historically they have been, but, I mean, it's that time of the season where presidential campaigns, congressional campaigns are starting to ramp up, and everybody's got to promise something to get a headline, you know, whether it's free college tuition or complete removal of fossil fuel from your everyday life. But I guess the reality is if you use an Apple iPhone, if you use a computer, if you wear a Patagonia hat, you're using fossil fuel. You're using petroleum-based products. It is in every single portion of your life right now. And I get that people want to go to, you know, lower emissions and do their best to protect the environment. Our companies want to do the same thing as well. And that's why we invest probably more than any other industry in reducing emissions and protecting the environment. So we're all on the same page. It's just a matter of getting the reality out there versus the political talking points and getting some of those talking heads off the news and
Peter,
get back
I'm
to
shocked.
Reality and what where families, you know, need to look at their budget and be able to live on a day-to-day basis.
Well, Peter, I'm shocked. You know, because here we are. I just realized you're not evil. Stunned to learn
thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My kids will appreciate that.
Let them know Dad is not the devil after all. You know, so they know that. Anyhow, Peter Langley, good conversation. A little sarcasm there, of course. But, you know, you would think that, you know, people that are in the fossil fuel industry, you know, guys, the devil, he's trying to destroy the planet and kill children. And no, we're not. We're trying to be sensible and pragmatic about what we're doing. Peter, good conversation. Look forward to having you back again sometime soon.
Anytime. I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
There it is. You too. Peter Langley, Executive Director of the Associated Petroleum Industries of Michigan. Democrats pushing back against this plan to close Line 5 now. That will continue. We're going to do a little review of some of the debate comments and so forth from the Fox Theater Detroit. Some of the feedback from the pundits and so forth. Chris Matthews, Chris Cuomo, and others. We'll be right back. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdustKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.